Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Like evangelists of the rational, it's Tassie Science Week, and as part of that, scientists get out amongst some ridiculous number of Tasmanian schools, possibly to more schools than we actually have. And today's scientist is Hannah Fair, who's doing her PhD, looking at how dementia education moves through the community, which is a really interesting idea. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Rick.
This is kind of like the sort of diseaseology of ideas, is it? How learning moves through a virus.
Yeah, so it's actually quite similar to the way that a disease would move through the community. It's looking at the idea that when you learn something, you have the urge to tell someone else about that. If you learn something and you find that interesting and exciting and helpful, you're probably not going to just keep that in your own mind. You're probably going to tell maybe your husband, maybe some friends, maybe your children or your parents, and the information moves.
Is that like, who was the guy who came up with the idea of memes before memes became things on the internet, that they have their own life? These thoughts and ideas.
I haven't heard of the guy, but yeah, that's exactly the same sort of thing as what I'm looking at, but I'm looking at it with the specific kind of information.
So how do you follow that?
You have to talk to a lot of people. So we've got the Wiking Centre, which I do my PhD with. They've got an online course that tells people about their risk factors for dementia. And I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to the people who do the course. And then I'm going to see who they've been talking to about it and go and talk to those people. And maybe even go one step further and talk to the people who are hearing it kind of third hand. So if someone's done the course, they've told someone, and then that person's told someone else.
And it'd be so interesting to see if it's been Chinese whispered by then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are they getting the same information? Are they getting the correct information? And are they acting on that information? Because ultimately, we want people not only to learn about dementia risk factors, but also to be able to change their lifestyle so maybe they don't get dementia.
So did you come into your PhD interested in learning, or did you come in interested in dementia?
I've come in from the dementia side. Okay. So I've come in from doing hands-on lab-based science at a desk, growing brain cells in a dish and trying to work out what causes dementia. And then from that, I kind of came to this realization that we know quite a bit about what causes dementia, but we don't do much work on actually getting that out into the community. So I've just swapped my side of where I'm looking at the problem of dementia from.
That course has been massively successful. Like, how far has the course itself spread?
It's been done in a lot of countries. I think it's 180 or more different countries. People from those countries have done the course. We're up to 64,000 people last year had done this course.
How many countries are you going to go to on your PhD? This is a clever PhD. I see why we're going down this direction.
Actually, I am staying put in Tasmania.
Oh, come on. Come on, Hannah.
But we're the best place.
You've got to go for the vision here. You've got to go and talk to the person in Paris and the Maldives and, you know, go. So the dementia course. Who did you tell? Give me another cocktail, Martin. This is good.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
But if we can start by looking at the effect locally and study that in more detail and then move to the rest of the world.
Sure, okay.
Hopefully we'll get there maybe in 10 years' time.
Yeah, but the PhD, like, there isn't a thing to do after a PhD. You stop studying at that point, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, but you can do it for work. If someone wants to pay me to keep doing it.
Better. That's even better. Get paid to go to all the countries and hunt these people down. In terms of what difference that makes in people's lives, like, how do people report after doing that course what they do change about themselves? Do you know yet?
So we've done a very small study of what people change in their lifestyle, and it seems that people are just self-reportedly changing their lifestyle to reduce their risk.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big ones that people like to address is their level of physical activity. So if you're more physically active, you're at lower risk of developing dementia. So that's one that people like to change. Some people are also talking about changing their diet. And a few people talk about going back to uni or back to some kind of formal study and learning something quite specifically, like a language or an instrument, just doing something completely out of the ordinary.
Does that help the brain?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so all of those things are quite good for our brains. Physical activity is important because it keeps our heart healthy, and our heart pumps our blood to our brain, which brings our brain all of its food and keeps it nice and able to function. And then learning grows your brain. It makes more connections in your brain. Every time you learn something new, you make a new connection in your brain. Mm. And those connections will help you to be able to remember things as you continue to get older.
Was it like that thing where Sudoku or something where you're doing it over and over again actually isn't growing your brain? Because it's got to be learning? Or can that kind of stuff help as well?
So that kind of stuff can help a little bit, but it's definitely not as good as learning something completely new and learning something more broad. So things like Sudoku work a very small part of your brain, and if you're doing it over and over again, you'll be strengthening those connections in your brain, but you won't be making any new connections the way you will be if you go and take up something that you're not already doing.
5:45, ABC Radio Hobart. Annette Fair is a PhD candidate looking at how dementia education moves through the community. But she got into that through studying bits of brain in dishes. And you got into science by quitting science.
Yeah, so I got to the end of grade 10 and I did not want to do science anymore.
Because?
I don't know. I thought it was boring. Yeah. I thought it wasn't interesting. I was pretty disillusioned with science. I'd had a few not so great teacher experiences. And yeah, I told my parents that I wasn't going to do science in grade 11 and 12. I was never going to do science ever again. I was going to go become a teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just running through 50 jokes in my head, but there's all these teachers getting ready for school.
Yes.
So I won't go, wow, that is disillusionment. And because teachers.
There's great teachers out there too.
Yeah. Well, this is exactly your experience though, isn't it?
What happened?
So what happened? As you walk away. Because I did that at school. I'm like, I'm done with science. I'm done with maths. That's it. I'm just doing arts.
Yeah, so I wanted to quit science. I told Mum and Dad and they were like, oh, not too sure about that. So Dad's an engineer and Mum is a computer technician, or was back in the day. And Mum took me along to College Open Day and brought me over to talk to the science teacher. And he was a chemist, so he did a lot of cool kind of blowing things up sort of experiments. And he convinced me that, you know, science was worth giving one last chance. He was pretty cool. He's one of those personalities that just sort of sells you on whatever he's talking about.
So this is like a random teacher.
It's I'd never met him.
Yeah, wow. One conversation.
One conversation, and I decided to do science in grade 11. He also said that even if I didn't want to keep doing science, it was a good kind of keeping your options open sort of course. So I did that and loved science in grade 11.
Yeah.
And I enrolled in two different kinds of science, both physics and chemistry for grade 12. Abandoned my goal to become a teacher about 2 weeks before the end of grade 12 and decided to do science at uni. Became increasingly fascinated by the brain and then started working in dementia and growing brain cells in a dish and working out the causes there.
Isn't that incredible, that influence, when you think now about you going around Tasmanian schools?
Yeah.
And those single points of contact that can, for some people, just completely change the direction of their life. How have you found it being in schools?
I found it so much fun. It's been definitely one of the best things I've done this year, maybe the best thing I've done this year. Kids are really enthusiastic. And I'm bringing the message that every time you learn something new, you make a new connection in your brain and that's really good for your brain long term. And the kids really connect with that because they're constantly learning things. So they've been in my presentation being like, oh, look, I just made a new connection in my brain. And then I've heard that they've gone around the other scientists and the other scientists are telling them things. They're going, oh, more connections. So it's great. It's great to see them taking on board what I'm telling them and getting excited about it and getting excited about the brain.
You're possibly the first person who said anything to any of those children about why they go to school.
Yeah.
As in, like, what's the point of my being here? You're like, well, if you're actually learning, you're making new connections. Ah.
Yeah, and the teachers have been like, oh, yeah, see, we go on and on about your making your brain bigger, and look, it's actually happening.
The embiggening of the brain. And isn't it funny, like, if you put it in that context of, like, fitness, if you put it in that context of growing it, if you put it in that context of making your brain kind of Insta-worthy because it's been looked after,
yep,
it's so much more relatable than you've got to go to school because it's the law.
Yeah, you've got to go to school because it's building your brain. It's a much more positive message.
I love it. It's fantastic. How far through your PhD are you? Like, what's the next step? You've done a small kind of sample of people who did the course and looked at how they've changed. How far do you go now?
Yes, I'm only 6 months in. So I've done my kind of first little study and I've looked at the people in the course, what they talk about changing in their lifestyle. And then a lot of them, in a survey question that's got nothing to do with sharing information, talk about sharing information. So I've done a bit of a look at who they're sharing it with, what kinds of information they're sharing. Mm. And some of them also talk about the person who they've shared the information with making a change in their lifestyle. So there's a beautiful little quote where someone's told their friend whose mum's been recently diagnosed with dementia that diet, exercise, and something else, can't remember what the third one was, are all risk factors for dementia, and then these two ladies are changing that together. So they're working together to change their diet and lifestyle. And that's just fantastic to see. So I've done a bit of an analysis of that. And then my next step is to get ethics approval to go and survey more people from the course.
Put them in a maze with two bits of cheese at the end. No, and see, and of course, see what they do. Well, it'd be really interesting to see what you learn from that. And then I reckon there's definitely work to do to go, does learning look like disease? And which disease does it most look like in terms of infection? You know, the journey of ideas.
Yeah, and people have looked into that a little bit, but no one's looked into it with this kind of dementia information. And all information moves differently.
Can't wait to hear more about it. Lovely to talk to you this morning. Hannah Fair, PhD candidate, one of the young Tassie scientists out in Tasmanian schools. And who knows what little conversation or moment or thing that they say that can just pivot someone's whole life direction. But it happened for her. So there you go.